For Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the European Film Market at the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the EFM industry debate titled Cross-Atlantic Series Success, Remaking TV for Europe and the World. In this extract, Piv Berndt, head of drama at the Danish Broadcasting Corporation, comments on what she thinks has made Danish TV series so popular and why she believes that public broadcasters should always take risks.
Yes, but first of all, I would start, you know, with the risk taking. I think it's so important to be courageous in the themes you choose, and I represent a public service broadcaster, which should be even more courageous because we don't have money at stake at the same level as the private broadcasters. But that said, yes, we have high ratings. We have an extremely loyal audience. We have ratings which always. Nearly always, actually always, goes beyond 52-53%, and that's enormous. But then again, for like 20 years, we've been working on a very special time slot, which is Sunday night at 8 p.m., and all the Danes know that Sunday night at 8 p.m. you can get quality drama, whatever, and it's about you, it's about, as Caroline said, you know, it's about the Danes, and that is so important. Some of you who are here might have heard me say before, the more local, the more global. And I really believe in that. Because when you write about something you really know, and you really know about, and you really know what it is, you can be much more complex, you can be much more courageous because you're on your home ground. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Danish drama or Norwegian and Swedish drama, the Scandinavian drama has been so successful, because we are really, really true to our sort of cultural backyard. And we can tell stories that only we can tell. And that's one of the things. And that makes them universal in a way, because when you get so close down to something essential, it's universal, I think, wherever you are in the world. We are not that different. We're very different, but we're not that different. And I think that's one of the reasons why... And my challenge now as head of drama for all these talented writers I work with is really to keep them focusing on the local stuff, because, you know, now that the possibility is so big around the world now, they sort of tend to look like this instead of like this. So that's really the exercise now, to get them focusing on really what they want to do. And then another thing that we... really, really have a strategy and have had for many years now. It's only doing original stuff. We don't adapt books. We don't take feature films and make them into series. We really try to get the writers to write stories they really want to sort of investigate, something a topic or a theme they really are taken by, and how do this work in society today. You know, they are all sort of part of our normal life, and they... think a lot of thoughts that we all do, but they just have the talent to sort of bring it up to another level and, you know, make a lot of sort of twists and turns on it. And that's an important thing. So we're trying really to keep that strategy very, very strict all the way through. If I get a book, I read it, but we never adapt it. So far. So far it has worked.
To listen to the full panel and other panels from the European Film Market, check out our Fret Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening. From the European Film Market of the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.